Welcome to Amplify, a micro podcast for macrocosmic creators. I'm your host, Karen Curry Parker. Sometimes finding your voice means that you have to let go of old internal stories and narratives that can make you feel like your voice is muffled or invisible. We hold these old stories in our minds and sometimes even in our bodies. Anytime we internalize the idea that it's not safe or okay to be who you are and how you are, the body literally experiences that as trauma. Obviously, it's not the same as some of the big life-threatening traumas that we sometimes experience in life, and yet, the body responds to messages that disconnect us from the value of who we are and the power of our voice in almost the same way. Having your authentic voice denied repeatedly actually causes your brain to store the pattern of this experience. Your hippocampus goes on high alert anytime it perceives that you might be under threat of being re-traumatized and you experience stress. You also often react to life events in such a way that you take action that protects your voice. Usually that means we deny our voice and often the purpose of our voice. This is one of the hidden reasons why we often procrastinate, fail to follow through, or fear the expression of our creative power. This is why being creative often includes being vulnerable. But the creative journey also has the potential to be a tremendously healing journey. Finding your voice and committing to expressing yourself authentically into the world is a profound reclaiming process that helps you not only help others, but also to remember the true story of who you are. This week, I invite you to contemplate the following list of reasons why we deny our voice. Explore through journaling whether any of these themes are holding you back from stepping into the power of that once-in-a-lifetime cosmic event that is you and your beautiful and powerful voice. Use the following journaling prompt to start your exploration. What needs to be healed, released, aligned, and brought to my awareness for me to rewrite the part of my story that is still carrying the energy of fill in the blank? Listen carefully as I read this list of possible things you might want to put in that blank and feel whether any of this is true for you. The story of overcaring and rescuing, being disorganized and chaotic. Denying yourself and what you want and need, perceiving aging as devaluation, feeling like you're failing your mission, not valuing your dreams, your values, and your standards, adapting to the expectations of others, struggle, martyrdom, facades and false faces, feeling responsible for other people's feelings, losing yourself, trauma, manipulation, spiritual warfare, lack consciousness, the patriarchy and oppression, compliance out of fear, self-doubt, bullying, drama, projection and expectations of others, mediocrity, stress and pressure, money fears, people who use fear to manipulate, deprivation, disrespect, binary and limited thinking, illness, pain, sexual shame, sexual trauma, people who aren't responsible for their own emotional well-being, mind control, your own lack of worth and your own devaluation, your own not enoughness, overdoing, overcompensating out of fear, desperation, disconnection from your voice, disconnection from your power, fear of speaking your truth, weak boundaries, guilt, shame, fear of being authentic, lack of self-love, not honoring your courage, misusing your own energy, lies you tell yourself, lies others tell about you, disempowerment, denying your wisdom, seeing rest as weakness, seeing rest as laziness, not seeing your own value enough to nurture yourself, not honoring your own energy, not being in integrity with who you are, not feeling free, the fear of prosecution, fear of being judged, old vows and promises that are no longer valid, denying the power of your own words, and your own story, feeling abandoned by God, losing your connection to nature, not trusting God, not believing in yourself. Obviously, you might want to fill in your own blank with whatever feels relevant to you. Here's to unleashing the true power of your unique and relentlessly authentic voice and telling the true story of who you really are. What's the next right step for you getting your creative contribution out into the world? You can find us at gracepointpublishing.com. May your voices gain strength. May your vision stay clear and strong. May your creative fire spark change in the world.